In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. It is your daily crypto news. My name is Matt, and it is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm sore as hell today. I had a great gym Monday, Tuesday. One thing I don't talk about much on the show is I love hitting the gym. I have a home gym. I have a gym membership. I like to pick things up and put them back down in the same spot over and over and over again. Not a big cardio guy. You're not going to see me go running and get on a bike and going rowing. Nah. Stack the weights up and let's pick it up and put it back down. That's my jam. Anyway, long story short is I switched up my workout. And if you guys know, if you hit the gym and you switch up your workout after a while, after you think you're plateauing and, you know, not seeing as many gains from the same workout, you might get sore because you're doing new things. And you want to do that every once in a while. And I did that and, well, I'm sore and it feels great. This is the most broiest opening ever. I can see that's why we have a 95% men listening to the show. Anyway, let's get into today's daily crypto news. Oh, before I get started, I want to say thank you to, we are getting subscribers on Substack. I see you. Thank you to everyone who has subscribed so far. We had a lifetime subscriber yesterday. We had a couple year subscribers. Thank you very much. I can't thank you enough. This is actually allowing us to move forward with some plans for the show. I mean, even a little bit of money helps out to help move the show forward. And so know that you're helping somebody who's been making content for free for, well, damn, I'm about a year and a half now. So thank you very much. Anyway, let's get into today's news. Today's news is, we don't have much news today, but what we do have is we have a lot of important news. So we have a couple of stories that I think are very important to talk about, but it's not a lot of news. So let's get started. So Decrypt sent an email yesterday, and it came from their info at decrypt.co. And it shocked me because the headline was Decrypt is here. And then it's $ Decrypt, meaning that there's token is here and they're celebrating 500,000 users. Decrypt has way more than 500,000 readers, by the way. And they've said that we've helped you stay up to date on the latest emerging technology, alternative finance, and culture for many years now. To express our gratitude, we are conducting an exclusive airdrop for our most dedicated subscribers. This airdrop is a way of giving back to the community that's been a heartbeat of Decrypt for the past 6 years. The airdrop will be open for the next 48 hours or until all tokens have been claimed. Once again, we love to thank you for accompanying us through this journey for the past 6 years. We couldn't have done it without you. Good luck to all of those who participate in the airdrop. To be perfectly honest with you, it's really well written. It's straight to the point, and it's from Decrypt. It's from Decrypt's email. It's a scam. Do not click. Do not reply. If you know, you know. Anyway, do not click the links. It's going to drain your wallet and you will not be happy because all your cryptos will be gone. So Decrypt promptly sent out a reply yesterday as soon as they, I think only within 8 minutes, because I got it and I was laying on the couch watching Shogun. If you haven't watched Shogun on Hulu, absolutely excellent. But I was watching the newest episode of Shogun, got this alert, and just happened to check my phone, and right there was the airdrop. And honestly, I was like, oh, wow, this seems legit. And then I just had this, you know, little bug in the back of my head going, maybe you want to check Twitter to see what happened. And then, like, I checked Twitter, checked Decrypt's Twitter, and it was a scam. They put out a reply 2 minutes prior saying that it is a scam, do not click. They also sent out an email, and they also put it in there, obviously, on decrypt.co. As soon as they were able to regain access to their newsletter account, we sent out messages disavowing this scam email. We are grateful that there's an infinitesimal number of recipients that engaged with the message. However, one victim is all too many. And they're absolutely right. One victim is too many. So why did this happen? And so we have to go back with this. Is Decrypt was playing with the idea of a token for a while there. They even called all of the staff, and I was part of the staff at the time, or contracted staff. They called all the staff into a meeting telling about this airdrop. This was going to happen. This was going to happen, that there was going to be a Decrypt token, and that all of the contributors, people who worked for Decrypt, were going to get an allocation, kind of like shares in a business or an IPO, and we'll probably get them vested. We'll probably have a lockup period, but we were going to have tokens allocated to us. And so this was going to be a real thing that was going to happen, and this word got out. And ever since then, all Decrypt has had was headaches. Now I see why they didn't do it, but just talking about doing it and putting it into a plan made this kind of snowball effect of fraud and scams and exploits, because everybody, I still get text messages that says, hey, Matt, you worked at Decrypt. Do you know anything about their token airdrop? Are they going to do the token? They're not going to do the token. They're not going to do the token. And with things like this, it's obvious why they aren't. Now, why didn't they? I don't know why. That's above my pay grade. However, I will assume it probably has to do with legal, has to do with securities, has to do with all kinds of different things, trading, yada, yada. They didn't want to deal with it. It was just too expensive and too frustrating. So they're not having a token. So they're trying different ways. However, this was a plan. That's what I'm trying to say. So once everybody got wind of this, now everybody's expecting this. And that's right for hackers and scammers to say, hey, this is finally happening. Even though this conversation literally happened around 2 years ago, maybe even more. So that's what happened. If you get this email from Decrypt, do not reply. Do not reply. Do not click. That's what I'm trying to say. Do not click. So I have more news about this Apple M1, M2, M3 chip exploit. Researchers, as we know, announced last week that they discovered a crucial vulnerability within the M series chips used in MacBooks, iPads, and so on and so forth, where a hacker can gain access to cryptographically secure keys and codes. The issue boils down to a technique called prefetching, which Apple's own M1 series chips enables to speed up your interactions on your device. With prefetching, the device aims to speed up interactions by keeping tabs on the most common activities and keeping data close to hand. Researchers say that they're able to create an app that they successfully tricked the processor into putting some of the prefetched data into a cache, which then an app could be used to access and reconstruct the cryptographic keys. And so if you have a Mac or an iPad that has an M series processor, an M1, M2, M3, then your device is potentially susceptible to this vulnerability. The M2 processor and M3 processor are currently susceptible across computers and tablets, and the M2 is even used in Apple Vision Pro. However, the M3 chip apparently has a little special bit that developers can invoke to disable the feature. And so if you have an app that does things with keys and codes and passwords, if you're a dev, you can turn this little bit off in the M3 chips, not in the M1 and M2. However, this can be a performance hit. So if they do turn this off, your amazing M2, M3, M1 computers that are blazing fast are now going to just seem like Intel. Oh, by the way, Intel chips are not impacted. So what about your phones? You know, the A14, A15, and A16 chips in the recent iPhones, iPads, they are variants of the M series chips, but it seems like they do not cite them as being vulnerable at this time. So the fact is if you have an M1, M2, M3 chip, there is nothing you can do about this issue. Can you fix it? No, you just can't have apps that have this exploit. And Well, that's where the crux is. Hold up, it gets even further than that. What app developers can do is implement fixes to avoid the vulnerability, but there's apparently a performance trade-off as a result. Okay, again, security over performance, of course. So they recommend that you get any crypto wallets you have off your vulnerable Apple devices, migrate them to other devices, whether it's a PC, iPhone, or Android phone, which I will say, you know, having them on your phone, you also have different vulnerabilities, but at least that's this kind of hack, you know, there's a trade-off there. But while devices with the M1 to M3 chips are indeed valuable, it's not like hackers just can flip a coin and take all your funds at any moment. You technically need to install malware on your device, and then the attackers will need to use that exploit software to pull the private keys and access the associated wallets. The vulnerability could also potentially be used to decrypt contents from your web browser cookies. This is where it gets a little bit deeper. This can be used to possibly let attackers gain access to something like an email account, which then can allow hackers into sensitive accounts with sensitive information. All right, so you're using your hardware wallet, something like a Ledger, a Trezor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
These are not at risk. Apparently, they're not at risk. However, it seems like they're saying and recommending that you don't access your Trezor Ledger from your vulnerable device, just in case. Now, what about your Coinbase account? Well, you don't hold your keys. That's why there are Bitcoin IOUs on your Coinbase account. But again, if you keep your password to your Coinbase account in a cryptographically secured password manager on your vulnerable Apple device, then you might want to change your password and do not update it within the manager. Better safe than sorry. It's a serious vulnerability. The likelihood of it impacting the average crypto user appears to be very low. Depending on the type of encryption that's being hacked through this vulnerability, it could take them as little as an hour. Also, it could take it up to 10 hours. So this isn't a quick hit, drive-by kind of attack. If this report is accurate, it doesn't seem like it's a widespread threat to the average user. However, this is a very, very big vulnerability. Does Apple care? I don't know if they actually do. I haven't seen anything from them. Let's hope they do. And they, since they can't make a patch, are they actually going to make a computer that the crypto industry can use anymore? We will wait and see. M4 can't come fast enough, right? And finally, the criminal trial for Tornado Cash's developer, Alexei Pirtsev, started yesterday. And prosecutors are trying to show that the 30-year-old Russian was aware that the crypto mixer was being used to launder dirty money from DeFi heists and hacks. And they're using text messages to show that he knew and didn't care. For example, when Alexei learned about the $625 million hack of the Ronin Bridge, it took five days to discover, and he responded, LOL. He's facing 64 months in prison if he is convicted. But he says that there's nothing we can do about it. The technical nature of a decentralized crypto mixer running an immutable smart contract makes it hard, if not impossible. You can't police Tornado Cash that way. This isn't like traditional online financial firms, and which anybody who listens to this show knows. You just don't turn off Bitcoin or Ethereum. And once it's on chain, it's on chain. What are you going to do about it? So what does this mean? LOL, by the way. He said it, lol. Laugh out loud. He said that it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that he thought it was funny. He just says he has a habit of using it to express surprise. Just LOL. And to be honest with you, some people are kind of like that with text messages. They're just like, you ever text somebody and you send them a long thing, you know, and they just go, K? Like, what are you doing? That's it? Or TY? Thank you? The way people communicate, you know them because of context and because you know them. And so I don't like using like text messages. Actually, first of all, can we just admit that this is a huge like invasion of privacy, that you can pull up people's text messages and things like that and just start taking things out of context and not knowing their personality or their traits to kind of use their words against them and spin how they... It's totally bizarre. And text messages, no matter who reads a text message, if you read a text message that is not meant for you on somebody's phone and it's out of context, out of character for both, and it's not taken into not only the personalities of the both of the people, but the relationship that they have that you are not a part of, every text message doesn't look good. It doesn't. And so I have a big issue with this. But besides the taking text messages out of context, there's also a problem with language and cultural differences. It's proving a challenge in the proceedings. I mean, so he's Russian, they have an English interpreter, and they're talking to a Dutch court. This is quite complicated, don't you think? According to the reports, he's kind of a stoic person, well-reserved. He was just sitting there in a white polo. He sat with his defense lawyer on one side and somebody who was interpreting Russian and English on the other to these people in Dutch. And obviously, how can you have a real fair trial with those kind of language barriers? Did you see this movie, by the way? This movie is called Anatomy of a Fall. Watch this movie and you'll see how I feel about what's happening in the courtroom here. So the movie is that there's a German woman who is married to a French man. They live in France. Their common language together is English because her French is eh, and her English is good, and they both speak English. And something happens where he dies, and they said, well, she must have killed him. Or did he commit suicide? They don't know, so they go to court. And she's trying to speak French. Her French isn't good enough in this French court, but they're speaking English in court, but the judge's English is non-existent, so they're using an interpreter. She tries to speak French, but her French isn't good enough to express what's happening. She wants to speak German, but nobody speaks German. And so there's this whole big cultural and language barriers to try to get to the truth. And there is also xenophobia. There's also racism involved. There's also preconceived notions of who did what because they're not, you know, of our clan for the most part. Though she's not French, so obviously she's guilty. It's very interesting movie to watch. Please watch it. I thought it was very entertaining, a little bit slow, but very entertaining if you want to get how I feel about this situation. Now, let's look at the crypto price situation.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And the time is 10:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Fear greed is at 82. We are extremely greedy. Bitcoin is sitting at $69,982, pretty much even from yesterday, still up around 9.37%. Ethereum is at $3,558, pretty much even. Tether's number three, Binance is at $575, down maybe about 0.4%. And Solana is at $185, down around 2.7%. Right now, for top 10, we have XRP USDC. Dogecoin is up 5.3%. It's at 18.6. Cardano is number 9. And Avalanche is at 54.33, down 4%. The total market cap is sitting at 2.62 trillion, down 0.2. A Bitcoin dominance of 52.3 and an ETH dominance of 16.2. And that was our show today. Again, take caution, please, if you will. And if you have any questions, comments, please, you can send me a direct message in Substack. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.